This week is Parashas Kedoshim. Now this is Shabbos Katan. The Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGodol. Godol Mechlal the Ego Katan. So why would Shabbos after Pesach be called Shabbos HaKatan? What do you do Shabbos after Pesach? What do you do to the challah? You take a rusty key full of bacteria and the poison, and you insert it into the shistel matzah, and you put it into the challah, and you eat the challah. Why do you put a key into the matzah? So first, because the common reason given why we put a key in the challah, or we shape the challah in the surah of a key, is because the shefa of parnasa is open. And Pesach nidoin al hatzua. Correct? We know that Pesach is, as Man the Gemara says, the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah says that different times of the year we are in judgment. On Rosh Hashanah, kol b'nei Oilam Oyim Lufanov Kivnei Moron. It's a din of Chayim and Maves. And on Shavuos, we are judged on the Peroi Se'ilon. And Pesach, we are judged on Tfuah. There is a judgment in Shemayim with regard to Parnasa. So after Pesach, we are confident that we were Menatzeach, that there will be a chef of Parnasa, and the door to Parnasa is open. I think Chazal said that one of the keys.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Is that one of the three keys?
In the beginning of Masechta, which Masechta? Masechta Tainis. The key of Parnasa, Leda, Geshem. Yes, the key to Geshem. Geshem is rain, and rain is really on Sukkos, but Tal is also associated with rain. It's Tal and Geshem. Okay, but to a certain degree, there is a chef of Parnasa that comes, the door has been opened, and then that's symbolized with a key. The key represents the opening to the Shev Parnasa. So what does that have to do with Shabbos HaKatan? What do we do in Shabbos HaGadol? Shabbos HaGadol is a time to be mechazik in Kimcha de Pischa. It's to give. Before Pesach, everyone is in the mode of giving. You have to give tzedakah, Kimcha de Pischa, to make sure that every single person has what to eat. As we learned, it says the requirement to eat matzah is written in the parasha twice. You shall eat matzah 7 days, and matzah shall be eaten. You have to make sure that every single person that you know has matzah, you have to give other people food. We give. Giving is Godol. What is the meaning to be great? God, the concept of greatness represents the concept of giving. Ubar zilai, it's a pasuk in Shmuel. Ubar zilai ha-giladi ish godol ma'od. And Chazal interpreted that to mean he was a very generous person. He gave a lot of tzedakah. Before Pesach, we're in the mode of giving. After Pesach, unfortunately, we're in the mode of taking. And to take is not a good mila. Bria kala yesh lila. Hashem says to Adam, I create a bria kala. What's a bria kala? Some type of a creature which only, Rashi says, it doesn't have any waste. A creature that only takes and doesn't produce. Something which takes and does not produce is called a bria kala. Before Pesach, we're in the mode of giving. After Pesach, we're in the mode of taking, because the chef of Parnassah has been opened, and we're trying to chap what Parnassah Hashem has bestowed upon us. So therefore, the Lashon Sage, very delicate Lashon, the Shabbos before Pesach is Shabbos HaGadol. Godol Mechlal De'iko Katan. The Shabbos after Pesach is Katan, because unfortunately we're in the mode of taking. And the Musa Haskell is, it shouldn't be a Shabbos HaKatan. We should try to make every Shabbos a Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, that's really a tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, what?
So why do we give the key?
Why do we give the key? What do we need? I don't know what we do with the key.
You give it out?
Parnasa, exactly. You give the key. Everyone should take the key. You're who you're giving from. Hashem is giving. You're not giving. You're saying, Hashem will take care of you. You want me to give you a handout? Don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for your needs. You don't need me to give you any gift. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea, there's a minute called, you'll help me with this, I don't know how to pronounce it, yellow matzos. Gala matzah. You heard of this? There's such an ancient thing called gala matzah, which means you take the bread the challah you make shall, number one, be made in the form of matzah. It should be very flat, not like our big fancy matzah. It's pita bread. You should have, the challah that you prepare for Shabbos shall be round, just like the shape of a matzah. Those who have the custom to eat hand matzahs, which are round, used to be years ago, they used to have machine matzah that was also round. They still do that? They don't do it anymore. They do that anymore? They make round machine matzah?
That's what they do now for kids.
Yeah. Round machine matzah?
No.
Round machine matzah? There's a question, should matzah be round? Should it be square? They're makoros both ways. Should it be round? You never saw square. You never saw square hand matzah. That you never saw.
You can't roll it.
Well, you can cut it before you put it in the oven. You can cut off the corners. What's the problem? What's the problem? If there is such an inyan that the matzah should be square, then there's no reason why we would not make square hand matzah. In all the mitzvos, there's a lot of Torah. Mitzvos, all mitzvos are square. The mizbech must be perfectly square. The tefillah must be perfectly square. When it comes to bria, nature, Chazal say, ein meruba b'maseh bereishis. Fruit, trees. Everything in nature, b'li yotzei min haklal, is circular. Nothing is. I don't think there's any perfect circle in nature. Everything is oval to some degree. There's no. But there's, I don't. Is there such a thing in nature as a perfect circle?
What do they call it? Seashells that are
perfectly circle.
No, there'd be any progressions.
But generally in nature, things in nature are round, and man-made objects, especially mitzvos, are square. So where does matzah fit into that picture? Is matzah meant to be round or square? That's a different discussion. But the point is, there is such a minhag. It's brought down in more of the Hasidic Sfarim of called Gela Matzos. The Shabbos after Pesach, you shall prepare your challah, the challah that you're going to use for your Suda Shabbos, in the tzura of a matzah, meaning it should be flat. And if you make round matzos, you should also have, it should be round. And you shall add egg. You shall fry on top of this challah eggs to give it a yellow appearance. Why in the world would you want to have matzah, well, something that looks like matzah, with eggs?
So like the shine on the challah is
egg. That's what we do today. That's a modern day technique that it was invented by the bakers. But let's go back to the source of this ancient minhag. This ancient minhag, they didn't use eggs. When they made chalas, it was just simple flour and water. Maybe they added some salt. It was just, that's how they made chalas for Shabbos. It was something unique to the Shabbos after Pesach to take egg and to smear the surface of the challah with egg. Why would we want to do that? What is the inyan? So I would like to suggest the following yesod. On Pesach, at the Seder, we have in front of us matzah. The Iker Suda on the Iker the Mitzvah the Raisa Ibizban Azeh is matzah. We also have in the Ka'aran egg. And many people have the custom that the first thing they eat in Shulchan Aruch is an egg. Some in Nesha, all different in Hagim, you have, why do we eat an egg? There are different reasons. Some will say it's because of Zecher for the Chagiga. But it's much more popular reason. The reason why we eat an egg is a Zecher for Tisha B'Av. At Bash, the first night of Pesach is the same day of the week when Tisha B'Av will fall. It's a reminder for Tisha B'Av. There is some degree of avelus on the night of Pesach. We remind ourselves that although we were zeicher to the geula, the first geula, there's another geula that has yet to come, and until that point in time, there's a churban beis hamikdash, and we are in a state of galus. An egg is a food that is served to mourners because an egg does not have a peh. An egg is completely sealed on all sides. A mourner does not have what to say. He has nothing what to say. He has to deal with the situation. Night of Pesach is not of gula, v'igadat levincha. We're not silent. We have a lot what to say. Lechem sh'ayin melav dvarim harim. Because when you're in a situation of simcha, of salvation, of gula, you are excited. You have what to say. But we also have to remember that we're in galus. We're in an eis tzara. We don't have a beis hamikdash. We're in galus, and we're mourners, and we don't have what to say. But we just look at the egg as a token. We put it on the kara. We don't focus on it. We focus on the matzah. If we want to go and eat the egg, as we do it, as a more potent reminder that after we've mekayim the mitzvah, the rites of achilas matzah and mor and karech, and then we begin shulchan aruch. Okay, now we'll eat the egg, but we don't eat the egg with the matzah, because that would be a contradiction to the essence of what the Yom Tov Pesach is all about. Pesach is over. Chasal l'sidah Pesach kihilchaso. And has anything changed? Nothing has changed. It was still in Galus. We attempted that the avoda of the Pesach Seder should bring the Geula. It's an avodah. The whole avodah of the Seilal Seder is an attempt to bring Mashiach, to bring the Gula, should be the Goyal Acharon. And what are we holding? We're holding now after Pesach, business as usual. All the hotels are closed, everyone's back on their diet, there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's business as usual. Menela, we need a strong wake-up call. We take the egg, and we eat the egg together with the matzah to remind us that we have failed, that we have miserably failed in our task of bringing Mashiach. That's what, on the Seder, it was just separate. It's separate. There's the egg. Here's the matzah. By the time the Yom Tov is over, Mashiach will be here. The Atzamas HaYeveshais, the Shvi Shal Pesach we discussed yesterday, is Trias HaNesim, Oz Yashir, Yashir B'Loshin Oz, Remez Trias HaNesim. The whole 8 days of Pesach is all in Avodah. We're going to bring Mashiach. The egg is just there to remind us. And if we have failed, then you know what? We need a stronger wake-up call. Take that egg, take the matzah. We don't have any matzah, so we make the challah in the tzura of a matzah. Gela matzos it's called. It's not called gela challah. The bread is made in the tzura of a matzah, or maybe you actually use matzah, gela matzah, and you take egg and you smear the egg. You eat the egg together with the matzah. Because we failed. We failed to bring the geula at the Seder review. The Seder, what do you have at the Seder? You have matzah. I have an egg. Do you mix the two together? No.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to ask you.
Do you mix the egg together with the matzah? No.
There is a minute.
Yeah.
And this I'm trying to show
you. Yeah.
That at the Seder, you take matzah, you dip it in raw egg.
I never heard this. You're saying a minute. I have not heard.
So now it makes sense to me.
I heard the minute that you take the egg and you dip the egg in salt water and you mash it. I have not come across anywhere where you take skibroxed to take the matzah and to dip the matzah in the egg.
It's
May Paris.
Yeah, but
it's even worse May Paris than water, according to some.
It's not before.
It's the garage.
It doesn't. Okay, whatever. That's the minute that you do when the Seder is over. That's the minute of Gala Matzos. The Gala Matzos is to mix together the
egg at the Seder because
but it's a reminder, but you don't incorporate it. It's not something which is part of the avodah. Okay, that's an idea. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let's begin. We have over here the parasha.
It sounds so impressive.
Yes, that's the goal. The goal is you have to go on a diet. It's depressing. It is depressing. Pesach, it's not a big letdown. I always have a very hard time when Pesach is over. Getting back into the swing of things is very hard. Every Mitzvah Shabbos, they say that the hardest time of the week for a religious person is Mitzvah Shabbos. They say that Rav Hudner, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that my Rebbe told me Rav Hudner, every Mitzvah Shabbos would have a violinist come, not every violinist, a certain tkuf in his life, would have a violinist come and play for him. Play for music, because it's a letdown. After you're on a high, you go through a holy experience, and then you have to come back to the world of reality, get back into the swing. It's not so easy. You go through a Yom Tov, a Pesach, and if you have a family and you go through a holy experience of everything that Pesach is meant to be, it is a letdown. It definitely is a letdown. And the letdown is, on a spiritual level, we're hoping that Mashiach will come, and we have matzah, and we have the egg. The egg represents churban, galus, and we don't want to touch it. We just keep it there as a reminder what we're supposed to accomplish with this Yom Tov, and the Yom Tov is over, and we've accomplished nothing. So you know what? So take the egg, and eat it with your matzah to wake you up and realize that we failed. We have been unsuccessful.
Why do you put a downer like the pad on Shabbos?
Why?
I say, if you're in a spiritual life, and I agree with Rav, but why would you want a downer?
The Shabbos, it's the Shabbos after Pesach.
The Shabbos morning.
The Gila Matzahs?
The
whole Shabbos.
The whole Shabbos.
The whole Shabbos.
That's what it's supposed to be.
You're supposed to have Simcha.
Shabbos is man of Simcha, so you have to.
I mean, I don't want to be in the downer.
Okay. It's not a total downer, it's just a reminder. It's a
wake up call.
It's a wake up call. All right, let's go to another idea. The parsha begins. The parsha begins. Daber el bnei Yisrael. Al daber el koladas bnei Yisrael. Yomatlem kidoshim tiu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. The first mitzvah is ish imo v'oviv tirohu v'yesh Shabbos soisai tishmor ani Hashem Elokeichem. The first mitzvah is kibud av v'aim. And by the way, this parsha is a very powerful parsha. As the first Rashi tells us, melamed shenemar parsha. First of all, this parsha was said b'hakel. There are only two mitzvahs. There are only two times that we have the concept of adas, the assembly. Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos HaKatan. Shabbos HaGadol was when Moshe commanded everyone to take the Karban Pesach. The Esa L'Chodesh, Moshe stood on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and told Klal Yisrael they should take the Karban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan. And the Parsha and Bo, where Moshe commanded them to take the Karban Pesach, was said, Daber El Kol Adas, also Adas. And the only other place in the Torah where it says that Moshe was speaking to the Adas Yisrael is here in Parshas Kedoshim. So it's very interesting that here we're being sandwiched. This year where the Parsha, the Shabbos after Pesach is Kedoshim, we are sandwiched in between two Shabbosos which were said the Adas. The Karban Pesach was said to Adas Yisrael, and now the Indian of Kiddusha, all of the mitzvahs that follow in this parsha, was said to Klal Yisrael in an assembly. But that's not the point I want to make. There are many, everything in this parsha, according to Rashi, is extremely important. Why? Mibnei sheroiv gufei Torah tuluyin, but most of the gufei Torah depend upon things that it says in this week's parasha. The Medrash in this week's parasha says, you'll find here the Aseres HaDibros. All of the Aseres HaDibros appear in this week's parasha. The fifth of the Aseres HaDibros is Kibud Avoim. And here it's been moved up to number one, a different order in the Aseres HaDibros. Why is the first mitzvah of all this collection of mitzvahs, which represent Roiv Gufei Torah, that had to be said in front of the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael, why specifically is the first mitzvah Kibud Av V'Aim? So I want to suggest the following answer. What? Yiras, the fear, right? Yiras Avraham. There's a brisk of words. It's a really gemara that mora includes kibbut. Kibbut does not include mora, but mora incorporates both. If the Torah only said mora, we would not know that. The Torah had to say kibbut to tell us there's something called kibbut. Once we know there's something called giving honor, then we automatically know that mora is a double mitzvah. Mora means to fear, but fearing will automatically includes within it the concept of honor. Okay, that's a separate. Rashi talks about the order. There's another dimension to this halacha, mother and father. We'll get to that in a few moments. Very good. But let's just say, why do we focus? The first thing is on fearing, which according to the Chazal also includes giving honor to parents. So perhaps the answer is, the Torah here is starting all over again. What was the very first mitzvah in the Torah to begin with? When Hashem created the world. And Hashem created Adam and Chava. The very first mitzvah was Puravu. And how does the Torah define Puravu? So how could a person get married? If a person gets married, he's not going to be able to take care of his parents. Right? A person is brought up in his home, parents get older, they need help. So you have junior. Junior's around to take care of the parents. Torah says, no, that's not the way. You can't get married. You can get married, then you have to take orders from your wife. You're not going to want to take orders from your wife because you're not going to be able to take care of your parents. Torah says, that's the way it is. Al-Kain, Ya'azov Ish, Es-Av-Vi-Es-Imo. Torah makes it very clear, you got to leave. Well, don't worry, don't listen to your parents. Leave your parents home. Ya'azov Ish, Es-Av-Vi-Es-Imo, V'Dovak Bi-Ishtoi, V'Hoyu L'Bosarecha, and have children. Forget about your parents. That's how the Torah began, there at the very beginning. Klal Yisrael now has reached a certain degree of maturity, where Moshe Rabbeinu is gathering the entire Klal Yisrael and is introducing Gufei Mitzvahs. Is reducing a very significant chunk. It's a very dense parsha. Parsha Kedoshim seems very small. It's only three columns in the Torah, but it's really heavy. It's dense. Every other letter is another mitzvah. It's a dense parsha, and in this parsha we're going to have roiv gufei mitzvahs. Roiv gufei. What is the exact word? Roiv gufei Torah tuluyim ba. But it's all introduced with Kedoshim to you. Klal Yisrael, you've reached a degree of maturity. I want you now to review everything from a different perspective, with the perspective of Kedusha. And basically Moshe is telling, let's start all over again. What was the first mitzvah I gave you? The first mitzvah I gave you was to get married, to have children. And I told you, when I told you to get married, I told you to get rid of your parents. I told you, ish of the Al-Kenyaz of ish, as of yasim of a davak ishto. But now that you are on a new madrega of kedoshim tiyu, you have to realize, when I told you in the beginning to abandon your parents, it doesn't mean bye-bye, I'll never see you again.
Emotionally.
It means you have to physically leave the home of your parents and you have to involve yourself in Kriya Urviya. But I never meant to say to you that you shall sever the fear, the honor, and the reverence that you have for your parents. In other words, what we're doing here is we're starting the Torah again, and we're giving you a different perspective or an interpretation of the mitzvahs. It's true. Yazav ish esav imo. But when you look at that mitzvah from the perspective of Kedusha, that only means a physical separation. You're not going to be living in the home. But your reverence for them becomes even greater and more profound when you get older. When you have children, you realize how difficult it was for them. And in fact, that's really in the rumors that this is not my part, but that's what it says. Kedosha. What is Kedosha? Kedosha Rashi says is the Inyan of Arayos. The word Kedusha, heavy Perusha min ho Arayos. How does a person be purished from the tithe of Arayos? Married. When a person is married, he has a healthy, successful marriage. That is the ultimate separation from Arayos. Chazal said that a person's wife keeps him away, prevents him from doing Averos. So, Kedoshim Tiyu, even though I told you in Chumash Bereishis that you shall get married, Al Ken Yazov Ish Esavim V'Dovak B'Ishtoi, I told you V'Dovak B'Ishto to get married. And getting married is a form of Kedusha. But don't take literally what I said in Chumash Bereishis, that first mitzvah, that you shall completely abandon Yazov Ish Esav Esimo. Don't abandon them. Fakert Ish Imo V'Aviv Tirohu. You shall now have even a greater degree of reverence for your parents for what they've done for you. Now, I'm not going to go for it. Now, you look at it in that perspective. It's not so. I'm not going to go through the mitzvahs. Then you talk about Shabbos. Why is Shabbos the second mitzvah? Okay, I'm not exactly sure. Adam Arishon, that was the first thing that was also one of the first mitzvahs that Adam was given when Adam was created Erev Shabbos, and Adam was created with Chava. They were given the mitzvah of pre or via right away. That was the purpose in this world. And what was the very first mitzvah? Then time wise, Shabbos. They were created Erev Shabbos towards the end of the day. So the next mitzvah they have was Shabbos. We're reviewing Vishab Soisai Tishmoru. The next is Avodah Zarah. What would happen? They had the Avodah Zarah. I mean, now we're going down in Enosh. If you go through the Psukim, there does appear to be, I don't have all the details worked out, but there does appear to be a pattern where if you go back to Chumash Bereishis and you look at events that happened in Maisa Bereishis, they're being repeated here in Parshas Kedoshim to some degree in that order, but there's a whole new perspective. Now that you're part of Klal Yisrael, and I've given you this concept called Kedusha, we have to revisit all of the mitzvahs of the Bria and look at them with a new perspective. Yeah.
I have a practical comment. The listener who's speaking has always been a fight between boys and mothers. And it hasn't ended. There's a Rashi, and who already envisioned this in Parshas Chayesara. Rashi says, as long as general rule, Korachu etzlo. So it's a truism today, families where you have a balance between shalom bias, son and his wife, and the acre of Zach.
Yeah, okay.
And, the Kedusha part is very interesting to present. And, you know, idea of respecting parents and all that, but often the real life, unfortunately, is, and it's a sad comment, you read many cases, and Robertson Humerizes had letters after letters after letters and mothers and parents, where there becomes a fight between struggle for the son and all that. You see, Rashi already anticipated.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. There has to be a proper balance like everything else in life. Okay, let's go to another idea of the day from the Reish Sharaf. I probably told you this at some point in time, but it always hits a chord with me.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Reish Sharaf is what, your grandfather?
Great-grandfather.
There's a fellow named Nathan Lewin.
Nat Lewin, yeah.
He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
He's my father's first cousin.
Yeah, because he references, there's a book I'm reading.
Yes, yes. He presents himself as the Reish Sharaf of this generation. Yes, he is always, what?
In the TV views, did you see it?
My cousin, which cousin? Soloveitchik.
Yeah,
I didn't see, no.
At the hotel.
The Harbais, they threw stones.
I read it online.
Yeah, they threw stones. Okay.
Next.
Okay, let's go. So the Reish, here's the question. You really mentioned this, Rashi, a few moments ago. We have over here another place in the Torah where we mentioned Kibbutz Avraham, the Aseres HaDibros. And the Aseres HaDibros, it doesn't say fear, it says honor. Kabed Esavich V'yasimecha. A different type of mitzvah to give honor. Here it says fear, mora. Rashi, what is the difference between fear and honor? Honor means to feed them, to clothe them. Fear means do not contradict their words, do not sit in their place. A different type of mitzvah. Here it says the order is first, ish ima, mother comes first with regard to the mitzvah of mora, and in that Aseres HaDibros, kavod comes first. Kavod for the mother of the father comes first. So Rashi explains what's the difference. The answer is when it comes to giving honor, it has a child has a natural tendency to give honor to his mother. Because a mother does many things for a child, and father does not do as many things. Therefore, the Torah says you have to overcome that natural tendency, and you have to compensate by going the extra length, the extra mile, to make sure you give kavod to your father. When it comes to mora, a child has a natural tendency to fear his father and not fear as much his mother. The Torah says you have to overcome that shortcoming by making sure you have mora for your mother. Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Okay, so that's the difference between mora, the order, fine. But there is one thing that has been left out, and that is reward. In the Aseres HaDibros, at least in the second of the Aseres HaDibros, there is a very great reward, l'man yarichun, l'man yitav lachu, l'man yarichun yamecha. In both the first Dibros and the second Dibros, it says there will be arichas yamin. In the second Dibros, in addition, is also reward tof. But both, the common denominator of the Aseres HaDibros, in both the first and second sets of luchos, we have this promise of reward, l'man yarichun yamecha. What about reward in Parashas Kedoshim? Where is the reward? So the Reish Sharaf says the following fascinating insight. There is reward in this parasha. The reward in this parasha is the next words, V'yeshab soisai tishmoiru. If a person follows the rules, ish imo v'aviv tirahu, if you follow my command and you have fear for your mother and father, you know what? I will reward you. I'll grant you long life. You'll merit to observe many, many Shabbosos. Just like in the Aseres HaDibros, it says that if you'll give honor to your mother and father, I will reward you with l'man yarichun yamecha. You'll have long days. You'll live a very long time. It's exactly what it says here in this pasuk. Don't read the pshat in the pasuk simply that v'yeshab soisai tishmeru as a command. I want you to fear your mother and father, and I also command you to observe my Shabbosos. No! V'yeshab soisai tishmeru is not a command, at least homiletically speaking. It's a reward. Ish imo v'aviv tiro, if man will fear his father, his mother, his father, mother and father, then I will reward you with long life. And what's going to happen if you'll have long life? You'll be able to observe hundreds, thousands of Shabbosos. Have a very, very long life. Yeshab soisai tishmar. But now let's go a step further. What is Aseres HaDibros? The reward is simply, you'll live long. It doesn't tell you about the quality of your life. L'man yarichun yamecha. Okay, in the second difference it says, L'man yitav lach, it'll be good. It doesn't tell us much about the type of life you're going to enjoy. You'll have a very long life, because you gave honor to your mother and father, but it's not telling us exactly what the quality of that long life. Here in Parshas Kedoshim, not only does it say that you're going to live a long time, you're going to have enjoy Shabbosos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is a holy day. It's a day of Kedusha, a day of spirituality. So now the question is, why is it that in Parshas Kedoshim a person is rewarded with days of spirituality, whereas in the Aseres Hadibros you're rewarded with long, ordinary Sundays. Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays when you can go to the restaurant and you can go online and you can have a night, have fun. The answer is, that's the difference between Kavod and Mora. When a person gives honor to his parents, what is honor? I feed you. I give you food, I give you clothing, I take care of your needs, I pay your bills. Oh, you're good to your parents. You take care of their physical needs. Hashem says, I will reward you. You'll live a long life and you'll be taken care of. You'll have what to eat, you'll have what to drink, you'll have what to wear, you'll have a place to live. You'll have physical needs, but mundane physical needs. You'll have a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You'll have all of these things. But if a person has mora for his parents, what is mora? Mora is fear. Fear is something spiritual. I have respect for you. I recognize that you're one generation closer to Kabbalah Satora. The concept of mora is a spiritual concept. I appreciate you for who you are. You have respect for your parents. You are sensitive to the spiritual essence of your parents. I will reward you mida keneged mida. You'll have a long spiritual life. You won't just have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm going to grant you Shabbosois, Shabbos Kodesh, because Shabbos is a day of spirituality. So these two different sections of the Torah, they complement one another very nicely. We have a barocha of Arichas Yomim in the Aseres Hadibros, and a barocha of Arichas Yomim in Parshas Kedoshim. But the barocha of Arichas Yomim in the Aseres Hadibros is just, L'man Yarichun Yomecha, you'll have many days in your life. The barocha of Arichas Yomim in Parshas Kedoshim is, you'll have Shabbosos. Why the difference? Why in Aseres Hadibros is it mundane? Why in Parshas Kedoshim is it spiritual? Because the type of mitzvah I'm giving you in Parshas Kedoshim is a spiritual mitzvah. To have Moira for your parents, respect their spiritual essence. You'll be rewarded. You can meet the connected meeting with a long life of spirituality. And the Aseres Hadibros, you have kavod. Kavod is food, drink, physical needs. You provide their physical needs. So I will reward you with also providing your physical needs for a long period of time.
But see, like, and you were Machabi, you mentioned the Rabbutna part.
Yeah.
That why the Avelis for a parent.
Yeah, it's one generation away from the Messiah. So it's a year. It's here, very, very, very good. Whereas a relative, it's as well.
Why the first and the second one after the Yeshiva of the Rov in Maskan, Moshe is adding his own commentary as the Gemara says, "Laman Yitavloch." In other words, it's not just Arichas Yomim. If you have the Mora, it's Laman Yitavloch. The quality of life
will be good as well.
Not just have
Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ruchnius.
Is telling you that. No, if you high in the way, like you just said,
it's not just going to be a long life, it will be good. What is the quality also? Very good. Okay, very good. Because Moshe is adding the dimension of the era of his Tarsha Baal Peh into the mitzvahs. Okay, let's go to another idea. Now, this idea was triggered. We have, in the beginning of the parasha, three times it says, Ani Hashem Elokecha. Let me read the psukim. Da'abir ben al kol adas b'nei Yisrael yimata lehem kidoshim ti, you shall be holy, ki kadosh, because I am holy. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Okay, take one. Ani Hashem Elokecha. Number two. Ish imo v'yavti rov yashab sesai tishmeru. Second time, exactly the same words. Ani Hashem Elokecha. Noch. Nu mitzvah. Al tifnu el ho'elilim ve'elohim asecha lo sasu lochem. Number three. Ani Hashem Elokecha. What's going on? If you were an editor, you would never let this get by. If you were editing the Bible, came on your desk, you would say, take all the psukim and just put them together, lump them together. Just write, Ishimo, just write, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kedoshim Ni Hashem, Ki Kedosh ani. Then you would say yeshiva b'tiro. And then you write Altif and then you will conclude Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why is it breaking up Ani Hashem Elokeichem three times, three different mitzvahs? So this, I saw an idea, and it reminded me of what we say in the Haggadah. The Torah spoke Kneged Arbo Habanim, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, the Echad She'ena Yodea Lishol. Why does it have to say Echad, Echad, Echad? Why does it have to repeat the word Echad four times? So the answer is, there are many answers, but one answer is, it's all the same. The person himself, it's the same person. The same child goes through different tekufos in his life. Sometimes the child is a chacham. Sometimes the child is rebellious. Sometimes the child is a simple son. And sometimes the child is not paying attention to any of their lishal. It's not that there are four different children. There are all four in every single one person. Many people say this idea.
So, very good.
Bane. It's all one son. It's all the same. Okay, the same idea is true. The same idea is true in the beginning of the parasha. Now, what we have to inject is there are three different categories of mitzvahs. There's the category of mitzvah. The first category is kedoshim, to be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's a very mystical mitzvah. Be holy. What does it mean to be holy? Take the average person and should tell him, I want you to be holy. What does that mean, be holy? You're dealing with Bale Madrega.
Separate.
Okay, whatever it means, but it sounds very good. It sounds like go to Koilo and daven for 4 hours shachris and dress in a certain way. It sounds very mystical. We're referring to people that are on a very high, exalted level. The next section, Ish imo v'aviv tirahu, you shall have respect for your parents. This mitzvah applies to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. This is for the Beinoni. V'yashab soisai tishmer, shmir Shabbos. This is the most basic mitzvah of the Torah. Who doesn't know you have to be a shmir Shabbos? After being shmir Shabbos, everything else is another madrega. This addresses the Beinoni, the average person. The third category addresses the wicked son, the wicked person. Al tifnu el ho'elilim, ve'elohei ma'asecho lo'isasulchem. We have people that are on the verge. They've gone off a cliff. Their nesayin is, should I go and worship this idol? Should I worship this idol? Tifnu el ho'elilim, ve'elohei ma'asecho. The Torah here is addressing three different groups. The first group, I don't remember who says this. I saw this on. It's not my idea. The Torah is addressing three different groups of people: the tzaddikim, the beinonim, and the rishoyim. The tzaddikim, to you, you're not going to worship idols. We don't have to worry about that. You don't have a problem with Shemir Shabbos. We're going to go darshan to you. Be a Shemir Shabbos to honor your parents. You have respect here. For you, kedoshim to you. Come, we're going to give you extra credit, extracurricular activities. The Beinoni, we deal with the bread and butter, the meat and potatoes. Shmir Shabbos, and you have parents, have respect for your parents. For the Rasha, we deal with the issue of, listen, your Nesayin, your Bechir point is, Avodah Zarah, you're not holding my Shabbos yet? You know, alright, we won't deal with Shabbos. Don't worship idols. Let's deal with the basics. After each one of these sections, the Torah says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Just like we say in the Haggadah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam. I don't mean it in the same form, it's the same son, but I mean is the Torah has something for everyone. It's the same Ani Hashem Elokeichem, whether you're a tzaddik, whether you're a Beinoni, and whether you're a Rosh. A person shouldn't say, listen, I'm not from the Beinoni, I'm above it all, I'm a Shemesh Shabbos. So listen, I don't need to focus on religion. I don't need to focus on Ani Hashem Elokeichem. No. There's something in it for you. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. person should say, listen, maybe the Torah is only for the tzaddikim. I'm just a beinoni. No, there's something in it for you. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. A person, Rachman Litzlan, is not a tzaddik, not a beinoni. He's holding the lowest madrega. Listen, I don't have to have a connection. I'm already lost. No, there's something in it for you as well. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am the same Ani Hashem Elokeichem, whether you're a tzaddik, whether you're a beinoni, whether you're a rasha, whether you're the chacham at the table, whether you're the rasha, whether you're the tam, the she'ena, the alishol, the Torah, Hashem has a real, it's the same Hashem. It's this one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one Ani Hashem Elokeichem. There's one God that speaks to every single person on their level, and a person should never ever say, it's for someone else, it's not for me. Three categories of people which encompass everyone that exists in this world are all united under one umbrella of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, because Rav Tversky, you look at the Rosh, and you say, Hakish, you know. Rav Tversky says, he's still your son.
Avada. At least he came to the Seder. Punish him, discipline him. But you don't. But you don't write him off. You don't write him off. Absolutely. Okay, let's go to another. I want to take a pshat. This is not a drush. This is just a simple pshat from Rabbi Pinchas Friedman in his Sefer Shvili Pinchas. I just want to just bring out a pshat, because he clarify something very very simple terms. The parsha begins, Daber el kol adas b'yishol v'yamart aleim kidoshim tiyeh, you shall be holy, ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. What does it mean, kedusha? Someone here mentioned, what is the literal translation of kedusha? Apart. What does it mean to be a kodosh? There's a concept that if a man is set aside for zenus, or a woman, it's a kedesha. Yehuda said, where is the kedesha? Where is the zona? A harlot is called a kedesha. What's the shorash of kedesha? Kodesh, holy. A kedesha is holy? Because that's not the literal meaning of the word kodesh. Kodesh means to be set apart. We live in a mundane world. When we take items and we designate them for Hashem, for holy purposes, it's set apart. It's set apart from the mundane. Miyuchud for holy, it's called kodesh. That's very true for us. Because we, in essence, we by nature are mundane creatures. We come from the earth. We are people that come from a source of contamination. So when we try to strive to come close to something holy, we are kodesh. We are setting ourselves apart from the mundane in an attempt to come to an area of holiness. But what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets himself apart?
Yes.
Hashem is 100% holy. What is Hashem setting? What is Hashem setting himself apart from that it's appropriate to use the term holy in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But Hashem is not Gashmi.
That's setting apart.
No, Hashem is Kulu Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's not Shaykh, the concept of there being anything mundane about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem can, that we consider Hashem sets himself apart from a whole to become holy.
Well,
it doesn't exist such a concept of mundane by a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Well, many times we've had, like, when Hashem said, Yergo, let me go down.
Yeah.
Come down from my
condition. Okay, so you're touching upon the answer there, but Barry Friedman explains. But let's just first focus on the question. Let's bring out the issue. We always, Hashem is holy. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What does that mean, Hashem is holy? Holiness is a term which fits for human beings. Human beings whose essence is chol. We are a product of the earth. Earth is mundane. So we, when we separate ourselves from our mundane source to strive to come close to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the source of holiness, we're setting ourselves apart. But Hashem is only holy. There is no chol. There is nothing mundane about a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you can appropriately use the term kodesh in reference to Hashem. So Rabbi Pinchas Friedman explains, and it's true, what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so holy, so exalted, it's beneath him to have anything to do with a human being. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite exaltedness, have anything to do with a lowly creature called a human being? It's not logical for us to understand this. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his kindness, he separates himself from his own greatness to come down, as you mentioned, to come down and deal with this lowly creature called a human being. The kedush of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means a Kadosh Baruch Hu allows meloy chol aretz kevodo. A Kadosh Baruch Hu allows his Shechina to be hosted in a Beis Hamikdash, allows his Shechina to be hosted in a human being. A Kadosh Baruch Hu separates himself from his own exaltedness to come down to our level. That's what Kedusha means by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now when the Pasuk says, Rabbi Friedman explains, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kedoshim Yeshem Lokechem, what it basically means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu always deals with us Mida Keneged Mida. The more we attempt to separate ourselves from our mundane or worse, things that are not holy, things that are tamei, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashem will reciprocate and separate himself from his own greatness and lower himself to our level to have a dealing with us, to have a relationship with us. If we will be holy on our terms, Hashem will be holy on his terms. And that's where we meet. And that's where our holiness meets with Hashem's holiness. Okay, so by the term Kodesh, by Kodesh Baruch means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And he separates himself from himself. He separates himself, he removes himself from his exaltedness to lower himself to our level, to deal with human beings.
Is that on the individual level or community-wide?
Both individual and a community. Every individual is a part of a community and contributes both. They're different levels. Okay, running out of time, I want to do another idea. It says in the Pasuk, okay, you shall observe my shabbosos, and to this towards the end of the parasha before Shishi, umikdashi tirohu. Even though we have Shabbos in the beginning of the parasha, we have Shabbos in the end of the parasha. Umikdashi tirohu, and you shall fear my sanctuary. Rashi there says simply means that the building the Beis Hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. That's the purpose of the pasuk. Don't think that to build the Beis Hamikdash you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. No, you still have to observe my Shabbos. Okay, so I saw in a sefer called Nachalas, and saw the second. I saw this in a sefer called Pnine Kedem from Rabbi Chil Michel Stern, who quotes a sefer called Nachalas Yaakov, and he says something very interesting. Hashem says, I want you, Klal Yisrael, to observe my Shabbosos. Hashem also observed Shabbos. When Hashem created the world, it was done in 6 days. And then, we read every Shabbos, Vayichulu Hashem Eretz V'choltzim, Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi. Hashem stopped on Yom Hashvi. Now, Rashi on the Pasuk asked the obvious question, Hashem stopped on Yom Hashvi? Hashem was Mechal Shabbos. If it's already day 7, if day 7 has already entered, and Hashem is still doing work, it's a Shabbos, it's already 12 o'clock at night, Friday night, or 11 o'clock at night, Friday night, and Hashem, okay, I'll stop now. But what about the first few hours of Shabbos? From 6 until 11, Hashem is doing work? Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi? Hashem has stopped on Shabbos? Hashem was Mechal Shabbos. Who asked this question? Rashi asked this question. So Rashi says, yeah, that's true. From our perspective, Hashem was doing Melacha on Shabbos. Because we don't exactly know when Shabbos begins. We don't know when the chol ends and Shabbos begins. This bein hashmashos. It's too confusing. So from our perspective, Hashem was mechal Shabbos. We are only human beings. We cannot define time precisely. We have no choice but to be moisif michol al hakodesh. So here comes out a very powerful yisoid. We are brainwashed in Yados that whatever we do, Hashem does. That's how Hashem created the world. Of course, it doesn't mean Hashem Amish does what we do. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His kindness, He does things to things similar to us. We wear tefillin, Hashem wears tefillin, right? Umika Amcha Yisrael, we put on our head Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem wears tefillin. We wear a talis, Hashem wears a talis. There's something Hashem oiter or kasalma. Go through every single mitzvah, you'll find a parallel in Hashem's midos hanhogos. After you're able to explore, to extract the essence of every single mitzvah, you'll be able to see that the essence of a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world with a midah which captures the essence of a mitzvah. But it's one thing that Hashem does not do. It's off limits. Hashem does not observe Tosefes Shabbos. We all begin Shabbos early. Litvaks Hasidim, we all begin. What? Exactly, Hashem. Exactly, Hashem does not toll from Rabbeinu Tam. He doesn't start Shabbos early. Hashem does not light candles 18 minutes early. Doesn't. Hashem lights candles bizman. Whatever Zman is, Shkia on the dot is when Hashem lights Shabbos candles. Havdalah, when is Mitzvah Shabbos? No Lei Meyanim. There's no long Shalosh Shudas in Shemayim. Shalosh Shudas is over the Zman. There's no, you know, Nila Sacha going until 12 o'clock until you come home and then the pizza's already on the table. That's not the way it goes. That's not the way it goes. It's over Bizman. It's in the Farish of Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Vayichalo Kim Bayom Hashvi. We have a human being as a concept, Tosefes Michol Al HaKodesh, but not Hashem. Hashem does not have this concept.
Well, we're not just talking about the Tosefes here. We're talking about Yom HaShvi is the morning of Shabbos, so you still have...
No, that's not what Rashi says. Yom HaShvi is not the morning. It's the night of Shabbos. It's Friday night. Friday night going into Friday night.
So if you mean Friday night, so how do we know he doesn't hold the Tosefes Shabbos?
Because the part Vayichal Elokim b'Yom HaShvi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu concluded his labor on what to us already would be Yom HaShvi. Right? How could it be? How could Hashem... There is, because we have no choice but to be Moisef Michol Al HaKodesh.
The question was that Yom HaShvi means Shabbos.
No. It means going into Friday night, simply. It means going right for Friday night. So Hashem does not have Tosefes Shabbos. Now, in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, the point he wants to make is we have a halacha that Bein Hashmoshos, there's no Isser Shavus. There's a halacha concept, for example, Amir Lakam. Are you allowed to tell a guy, ask a guy for you to do malacha for you? I want you to turn on the lights. Absolutely not. It is categorically forbidden to tell a guy, to ask a guy to do for you malacha on Shabbos. Unless you have a whole long list of conditions. The whole long things that need to be fulfilled in order to allow a guy. But generally speaking, there's something called an Isser D'Rabbanan. It's Asur D'Rabbanan to allow a guy to malacha. And there's a long list. However, there is no in halacha, there is no Isser Bein Hashmoshos. So therefore, let's say you light candles, it's 18 minutes, you light candles, Shabbos already has begun because you lit candles, 18 minutes, or let's say Mitzvah Shabbos, it's, and Shkia already is passed, then Lichat Chila, you're allowed to ask a guy to do Malacha Bein Hashmoshos. One out. So Nachlas Yaakov says, where does the Makar for that come from? It comes from this Pasuk. It comes from the Pasuk Eshab Sai Tishmoiru. I only want you to a certain degree to observe my Shabbos. I don't observe Tosefes Shabbos. So don't be more religious than me. Don't be more religious than me. I observe Shabbos exactly 24 hours. You got a problem. What's your problem? Your problem is you can't be precise. Okay, beautiful. So you're going to be Moisef Michol Al HaKodesh. But don't attribute the Moisef Michol Al HaKodesh to me. In other words, don't create a new religion. My religion is Shabbos is 24 hours. You got a problem? You can't figure out when Shabbos begins, Shabbos ends? So you be Machmir. But it's your Chumrah. It's not my Chumrah. It's not my religion. I'm making a siyog, beautiful thing. All the milas, there are a million hidur, beautiful things. But keep it in perspective. Keep it in perspective. Eshab soisai. Observe, and therefore, l'may nafkamina, the Nachlas Yaakov says, l'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is, a shavuos, a derabanan is something that you do. So, you have to draw the distinction. So that it's only also with the Rabbanon, so it's only because of a Chumrah, so then you can already do the whole list of asking a guy do Malacha, even on Shabbos itself is only with the Rabbanon. So that, the way you're going to bring out the distinction that it's my, that it's not a new religion, Bein Hashmoshos, you're allowed to do a Shavuos. Doubt, yeah. Well, okay, going into too much halacha, which we're going off the topic. Let's just focus on the ikar now. Whatever the hash, so the point that Nachas Yaakov says, the makar, the reason why bein hashmashos, there is no iser shvus, there's no iser derabanan, because that would be a violation of eshab soisai tishmar. I only want you to observe my Shabbos, don't make a new religion. Now with this idea, I want to extend it to the next words of the pasuk. Shabsoisai tishmaru v'yes mikdashi tirahu. Mikdashi simply means my base hamikdash, but also touches upon the theme of this parsha, my holy things. My holy things you shall fear. We live in a world where there are extremists. Unfortunately, there are people that are not extremists that do nothing. They're totally not observant. But sometimes things get a little bit out of hand and people like to be machmir. And doing chumrah is the most beautiful thing possible, to do a chumrah. But the only problem of a chumrah is when the chumrah is viewed as part of the etzem mitzvah. There always has to be an awareness. You want to be machmir as a siyog, as a form of protection, because you know that you're going to slide down the slippery slope very quickly. If you're going to do this, you're going to lead to this, and before you turn around, you're going to be doing things which are clearly awesome in Atarah, l'chol hadeis, very good. You could impose, set up hundreds of gedarim. But one thing I want you to be clear of, mikdashi tirahu, just like shabsoisai tishmoiru, Hashem doesn't observe Tosfos Shabbos, you observe Tosfos Shabbos, and there has to be a clear distinction between what is the Ikar religion, what is the law, and what is the Chumrah, and therefore, for example, there's no Isser Shvus Bein Hashmashos, because there is no Shabbos by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bein Hashmashos. That message should carry over to every holy thing in the Torah. Every holy thing in the Torah, you must clearly define the parameters. Don't ever come up with a chumrah and say the chumrah is the religion.
And then it's no longer a chumrah; it becomes part of the
ethics. Exactly.
You're
changing the rules. You want to have a chumrah? Very good. This tais for Shabbos. Tais for Shabbos is a beautiful thing. But still, this tais for Shabbos. But the pasuk says, "Shabsoisai tishmoiru." You could do it, you should do it, but you have to put it in perspective. You can't take a chumrah and make this is the law, this is the halacha. That's not the halacha. This is the halacha. As a chumrah, as a form of protection. Because once you go and you say the chumrah is the halacha, you have corrupted the Torah. And where do we learn? Nachas Yaakov makes this point very clearly by Shabbos. I just want to say, you take the pasuk together. Eshab soisai tishmeru umikdashi tiro. The Nachas Yaakov says, don't pervert Shabbos. Hashem observes Shabbos. Hashem does not observe Tosfos Shabbos. Draw the line. Any Tosfos Shabbos, that's you, that's not Hashem. There's no shul ben hashmashos. Go further. That message carries over to the es mikdashi tirohu, not just the Beis Hamikdash, all holy matters in the Torah. Make sure you revere, you guard mikdashi, my what's holy to me. I don't have chumras, Hashem says, because I don't need chumras.
So you can't say mishimatz is chametz.
Exactly. Exactly. It's very dangerous in religion. It's very dangerous in religion to go and say to make chumras and to say this is the halacha. That's a perversion of mikdashi. To be on guard. Be revere my holy things. Hashem doesn't have chumras.
And what comes out of this is that if you're going to do a chumrah, it's a chumrah for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to keep the chumras in perspective. Not even, it could very well be that the whole world has to observe these. Chazal erected hundreds of chumras. We have no choice. We fall down. We're only human beings. But everything has to be kept in perspective. Because Hashem doesn't have chumras. Shabsoisai tishmeru, be explicit, Nachas Yaakov. Shabsoisai tishmeru. Hashem doesn't have Tosfos Shabbos. Go weiter. Mikdashi, my holy things, guard. I don't have chumras. You won't have guards. Good, gesunte hate. But keep everything in the proper perspective. Okay, with that we will stop.